Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, we got 14 teams that made the playoffs. John's going to rank them. Let's do this.
Yeah, and I think we can go ahead and kind of blow through the bottom of the bracket because I think there are some teams that we clearly believe it would be a Cinderella run if the Carolina Panthers, first of all, win a game because they're playing against the team and obviously the Rams that they've beaten. So they've got to go in with a little bit of confidence, and sometimes that's all you need. But I don't know what the weather looks like in Carolina. So, yeah, the Panthers are team number 14. The Steelers come in at 13. I don't think anybody believes that, you know, Mike Tomlin's going to get his first win in a decade in the postseason, even though he's kind of one of those teams that just say, thanks for participating, you're out. Green Bay at 12, Chicago at 11, and that's a coin flip. I'm not going to sit here and argue if you think, hey, you know, Green Bay should be at 11. I think Chicago ends up winning that game. They find a way to get over top of Green Bay, get over that hill, but they're an early exit. The Chargers come in at 10, and they're kind of interesting because I'm still shocked that they're even in the postseason with the amount of injuries. I mean, hats off to that team for overcoming some of those obstacles. So the Chargers are going to take on the Patriots. They may get a win, because the Patriots are going to now be playing really good teams. Mm-hmm. They're a team that didn't play a lot of really good teams in the regular season, but they've got a lot of confidence. There's a lot of confidence in some of these teams going into the postseason. But the Chargers come in at 10. The Jaguars come in at 9. And that's a team that I see their record. And yes, Trevor Lawrence came into the NFL. He was supposed to rewrite record books. Maybe now that he's got a competent coach, is now going to have the career that we thought he would have. I just think that this is early in that team's development to be able to make any type of run. So they come in at 9. Now, a team that I just mentioned, this is where I think you're starting to talk about teams that could get to the Super Bowl.
I think the teams you just mentioned, it's all can they win a playoff game, right? The Panthers are a losing record underdog. The Steelers haven't done it in a decade. Green Bay, Chicago, coin flip. I think Chicago and Jaguars, two teams relying on turnovers. Can you really go on a run? Those are all, can they win a game? I think now we're getting into teams that could win several.
Yeah, and some of these, you just simply talk about some of the, like, it's a quarterback-driven league, right? And can Justin Herbert just simply go out there and play the game of his life? Sure.
It's crazy.
And beat the Chargers? I mean, beat the Patriots.
Well, they have beat themselves quite a bit. He's never won a playoff game, which is, again, why I think he belongs in that lower tier. They haven't won a playoff game as talented as he's been at quarterback.
Right, and so the team that comes in at number 8 is the New England Patriots. And when you look at New England, yeah, okay, they've got a lot of things going for them. They're, what, the number two scoring offense in the NFL. But you look at their record, and it's 14-3. But the teams that they lost to the Raiders in the opening game of the year. Okay, but whatever. The Steelers in week three, then they didn't lose again until the Bills. And they beat the Bills in Buffalo. But, you know, you look into the Titans, the Browns, the Falcons, the Buccaneers at the end of the year when they weren't playing well, the Bengals, the Giants, Ravens, and Jets. Like, yeah. The wins are stacking up, but
count.
The teams that they played aren't even playoff teams.
Yeah, they're some of the worst.
And so how much do you rely on them being, you know, that team that went into Buffalo to get a win versus all those other wins that they have?
Well, and I'll draw this comparison. Last year, Denver was a bit of a darling with a rookie quarterback who was breaking out, and then they got slammed into a brick wall when playoff time came around. So there is that risk with Drake May in his first postseason.
And it's when we start going up the list, we're talking about quarterbacks, we're talking about teams with flaws, mm-hmm. but also coaches. And the next one that I'm going to talk about, number seven, I've got the Niners. And the reason they're at seven, and it some people may say, well, they're so beat up on defense.
They are.
They are, but they've been able to compete in a very tough division, and it's not just Kyle Shanahan. I think anytime Kyle Shanahan is coaching a game, you got a chance to win. It's also Robert Saleh. Mm-hmm. The fact that, okay, he failed as a head coach with a terrible organization in the Jets, but to be able to be what he has been, and that is a great defensive coordinator, being able to coordinate a defense that lost their number one pass defender in Bosa, lost their number one linebacker, but they're still in the playoffs.
John, they won six of their last seven games. Five of them were double-digit victories. They were discoing down the stretch, yeah. And Shanahan's been to a couple Super Bowls. I think this is a show of respect.
Mm-hmm. And six is the Eagles. This is another show of respect. I don't even know if they're going to win a playoff game because they're playing against that team
Niners,
that's
yeah.
right there, the Niners. And like, what do we make of the Eagles in their season? It was a rocky road, but they're able to win their division. You know, it's the first time anybody in the NFC East has won a division in back-to-back years in over a decade. But it's the experience that they have in the postseason. It's getting healthy or healthier on the offensive line.
I mean, Lane Johnson, Jordan Davis.
Yeah. And so this is kind of out of respect that they're at six. The Broncos come in at number five. And they're interesting because they're a team that absolutely harasses opponents' quarterbacks. They led the league in sacks, and not by a small margin. They're the number one overall seed, but yet I have them at five? This is why this is going to be wildly entertaining.
I know.
NFL playoffs. And so at number four, I've got the Buffalo Bills. Okay. Now, it's the number four scoring offense. They've got the leading rusher in the NFL. They've obviously got Josh Allen at quarterback. So offensively, you think, okay, they could go in any game and win. They could control the tempo of the game. They could control the time of possession. They could control a lot of things. The only thing haven't been able to find a way to control is the opponent's rushing attack.
Right.
If you can't stop the run, especially when you get into playoffs, that is a major flaw. So they come in at number four. Houston comes in at five, and at the start of the season, everybody would have said, oh, no, it's not going to happen. Another team that absolutely harasses opponents' quarterbacks, the number two scoring defense. And the question is going to be offensively, will they be able to protect C.J. Stroud? Can they get the ball to Nico Collins as much as possible? And will that defense just own games? And you look at their matchup. I think everybody thinks that they're going to win week one because they're playing the Steelers. That almost seems like a de facto bye. And then we'll see who they match up with after that. Number two, Seattle Seahawks. And this is one of the teams that I took in our snake draft that we had yesterday. The number one scoring defense, the number three offense. And the question is, how much do you believe that Sam Darnold can get to a Super Bowl, let alone win a Super Bowl?
So I think their last game is a great show of what they are and who they are. They beat the Niners on the road. They won that football game. Sam Darnold didn't throw a touchdown. In fact, he missed the throw on a fourth down in the red zone, and he had a bad fumble that they got bailed out because on third and long, Kenneth Walker ran 19 yards. They've got the run game, they've got the defense, but do I trust Sam Darnold? I don't.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I don't either. And depending on how it all falls, I mean, this could be the NFC championship game between my number one and number two teams. That's the LA Rams. And if you're looking for a team defensively that can match up with the Rams, that's the Seattle Seahawks.
Yep.
I think that may actually determine who's going to win the Super Bowl because they're my number one and number two team. Number one is the Rams. I think they have the MVP in Matthew Stafford. If he wins that, we always have that debate, you know, and there's this hangover here in Detroit. You know, is he a Super Bowl or is he a Hall of Famer? He wins the MVP. If he wins another Super Bowl, I think he's a sure bet for the Hall of Fame and probably is already. But they're a top 10 scoring defense paired with the number one offense. I think they're the complete package, the most complete package. There are a team with some flaws. You can hit them in the secondary. They can get after the quarterback. They can stop the run. The secondary is the weak part of the defense. Mm-hmm. But offensively, they got a 1-2 punch in the backfield, obviously with Matthew Stafford at quarterback and the receivers, Puka Nacua. Like they could be having Super Bowl parades in LA again.
Some would say the ultimate package.
Yes.
All right, that's John's power
more on
surge.
That news.
Oh boy, Heather gave us a sneak peek.
When you say it like that,
be prepared.
Oh boy. Power surge 97.1.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.